go with a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, hey America, you wanna laugh? How about you get down with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He bougie AF. Then we got DJ. He never does anything. And then DA. He lazy. And little D, yo, he crazy. Put them together. They all fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Running out.
Radio,
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 radio
show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio show.
Fat Guy Radio Radio.
Holla,
it's the Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio show.
Podcast.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
It's the
Fat Guy Radio
Radio
Show. Boom, let's go.
Drop the bomb on him.
We dropped the bomb on me, baby. Baby. You dropped the bomb on me.
Did you know that song is about heroin?
I did not know that song was about
actually
heroin.
It's not about heroin, it's about napalm.
Dropped a bomb on me.
Baby.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's another Fat Guy Radio Show. Okay, why?
Now you ask?
Why what?
Now you ask.
Why, DT?
Why what? You dropped because a bomb on me.
He's baby. Trying to see how much he can get away with that I can't. And so far, it's everything. If I would have dropped one of those, everything. If I would have dropped one of them, you would have been like, God damn it! DA! Cut that shit out! The whole Mocha Cub's doing it. That's cute.
5'10".
Oh, I did say it. And so, you're not peeved. Oh, wow, cool.
So, I'm welcome to the show, everybody, everywhere. I'm going to continue to forge forward.
Hi, all AK-47. Right. Hi, Joy Washington off the Facebook.
Joy! What's up, Joy? We haven't heard from her in a while. We are glad that you are here with us. Joy, joy, joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.
Drop a bomb, DC.
What are you talking about?
God of glory, Lord of the high.
Now you're just showing off.
I'm showing off for Joy here at the top of the show before I get to what I've come here to talk to you about.
Uh-oh.
Toilet paper.
I love kids.
I bet you do.
And kids use a lot of toilet paper. You are correct, DT. Their butts are little, but their toilet paper game... They're just like, just blah, 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 you know what I mean? They just wrap their hand.
Because they don't know conservation.
No, they don't. AJ, when he was a little kid, he would literally just, you know, just keep pulling and just keep pulling and keep pulling. And his ass is about, you know, yay big and whatnot. And I'm like, dude, you've got enough toilet paper in there to wipe everybody's ass in the house.
Mm.
And you didn't even do a deuces. You did a onesie. There's no need for you to have that much toilet paper.
I'm glad you said that much because it is beneficial to wipe after a pee.
We do understand that, and it's very well documented on the show. And the pee wiper president is on the show with us, Daniel D.T. Taylor. It's very well documented that he is a champion for the pee wipe. But kids in themselves are very interesting creatures.
Oh, yeah.
I no longer have any kids. They're all opinionated little a-holes. That are running around the world right now thinking that they know everything.
They're still your babies, though.
They are still my babies, and I've never, ever before wanted to throw my babies up against the wall.
Mm.
But ooh. I digress. They're great.
Aw.
Lies.
Do you see the death in my eyes?
Nah, I see the light in your eyes, and you're smiling. I see a little twinkle.
Botox.
Light up my life.
You give me hope. So kids are very interesting creatures. DA, have you jumped on the TikTok bandwagon yet?
Not yet. My wife sends me like 80 TikToks a day.
Isn't it annoying?
Nah, I mean, some of it's some good information. It's like a live Pinterest.
Yeah, it's annoying. DT, have you jumped on the TikTok bandwagon yet?
I'm the new Jason Derulo.
On the TikTok?
Yeah.
It's annoying. I haven't bitten off the TikTok cake. I'm not eating off the TikTok plate. It's just another freaking social media platform for me, and I get bombarded with emails about Fat Guy Radio Show needs to be on TikTok and TikTok for business and blah, 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 blah. And
that's probably a fact, though.
And if Joy wasn't joining us on the live stream, I'd have a visual for what I feel about TikTok, but I'm going to keep my fingers to myself because Joy's watching.
Hey,
can I do it?
Sure. TikTok. So there was a viral video that happened across the wire, and it had to do with a little girl's birthday party. And it was a TikTok video, and it was only 25 seconds long.
Oh, yeah. TikToks are relatively short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like my patience. So the.
Never mind.
The video has this little girl, and she's at a 3-year-old birthday party. And I mean, this isn't disparaging or anything. It was a little Mexican 3-year-old's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're known to have lots and lots of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know, you could literally. Okay, my niece, little D's daughter's birthday is coming up in November. If I lined all the kids up, they literally all are 1 year apart. I can start from 6 months and go all the way to 14, and every age group will have a kid in it. So there's always a lot of kids at a little Mexican birthday party. So
which
this
is a beautiful thing.
Which is a beautiful thing. You know, long as you have a jumper and you have somebody cooking carne asadas on an open grill, you're good to go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, little D, I will tell you right here on the show, I am not coming to the party in November, but thank you for the invite.
Why? COVID's over.
You're right. So I will not be at the party. The TikTok video that went viral came across the wire, and I've never dove into TikTok videos. I think DT sent me one or two in the past, and I chuckled and I laughed, but this one made me unhinge my jaw, and then it made me reconsider the state of humanity at all levels. Boys, we have now entered into a phase of Karen that we never knew existed. And this video was trending under the term baby Karen. So for those of you that are audio only and not watching or streaming the show live, I will do my best to explain this video that we're going to show up. So it starts off with this very cute little girl sitting up on a chair. And I'm trying to control the video while I'm telling you the video. But there's this cute little girl sitting up on a chair.
She looks very happy.
She looks extremely happy. And she's in what looks like to be what? What kind of birthday cake would you say that is?
Well, they're Hispanic, so I would guess menudo.
A Disney princess cake is what it looks like to
Tres Leche.
Tres Leche.
Tres Leches.
Tres Leches Disney's cake. So the little girl is up there, and she's three. She's got those chubby little 3-year-old arms. She is excited, but then what the video description says is her sister is standing next to her on the floor. The 3-year-old's so short, she's on the chair. Her sister is standing next to her on the floor. And it comes down to the moment that little kids live for at their birthday party next to eating cake, comes to the moment to blow the candle out. And the little girl goes to blow her candle out. And her sister leans in and blows it out instead, and she loses it. She grabs her sister by the hair and starts crying. And then that wasn't enough. The 3-year-old goes back in for another round of hair pulling and hair grabbing on her sister who stole her thunder.
stole it all. And it's not the fact that she stole it.
Yes, DA.
It was the fact that she did it with such sass.
With such vigor and animosity and disgust. I'm going to do my best to freeze frame this baby Karen's face. There it is, right there. She shrugs her shoulder up.
Like, eh, whatever.
She's like, eh, yeah. She's like, yeah, you little three-year-old bitch. I blew out your candle. What?
And
okay, so... No, go ahead, DA.
And the little girl whose birthday it was, the fact that she grabbed her hair like that, that was a grown woman fight. Actually, I've seen grown woman fight. They don't even do that. Like, they're timid, but she went straight for it. She didn't give a damn.
And she went with it with purpose. You don't blow out a three-year-old's candle. DT, what were you going to say?
Okay, so I was going to say... there's a couple of things. One, I'm not sure if I'm keen on the term baby Karen, because what is a Karen? Karens are the women who are going out there to like report and like to want to speak to the manager because they feel that you're not doing something they're entitled to and whatnot.
I'm going to stop you right there. Karen, which is a pejorative term.
What? I'm sorry, do you want to say that one more again?
Is a pejorative term.
Okay.
For someone perceived as entitled or demanding beyond the scope of what is appropriate or necessary. A common stereotype is that of a white woman who uses her privilege to demand her own way at the expense of others. But the beginning of that definition, someone who perceived as entitled or demanding, that little girl was entitled and demanding.
She felt that she was, do you feel that she was maybe felt, and DT, I see where you're going with this, and I agree with you.
But also, if you watch the video, little mamacita on the chair took two whole blows before baby Karen blew that stuff out.
No.
She wasn't entitled. She was helping. She said, yo, you couldn't get this. I'm going to help you out. This is your wish, but it's kind of like it's both our wish, but I'm just going to keep it at my house.
She didn't have the skills, is what you're saying.
So she's like, our wish. I just keep it at my house.
She didn't have the skills to do it.
Watch the video, DA. Okay. She blew twice, and then homegirl was like, I got you. She's like, no, I wanted to wish. If you look,
right when little, I don't know her name, Maria.
Let's just call her Mamacita.
Just right when she's about to lean in, you can see the sister getting ready. She fake blew in the air. She's like, I got to lean in.
Before the video even started, before they even were about to say happy Sentiwata or whatever they sing at these things, little baby Karen was already set up to go in for the blow, DT. Before the little three-year-old even took two breaths, she was like, I'm about to get this.
I'm watching it. I got her freeze framed right now. She has the breath like cocked and loaded. She's like, but I'm away. And she stood back. She fixed her hair. And then girl did two blows. And then she was like, nah. I got you, girl.
But DT, no other kid. There's 500 other kids there. No other kid jumped in to help out baby Maria.
Corey.
No other kids.
Corey.
Baby Karen, that little bitch, wanted. Yeah. She probably didn't get a cake at her birthday because a little badass probably got coal in her socket for Christmas.
Let's stop calling her Baby Karen. Let's call her what she is. Is Baby Karina. All right? So, Baby Karina, all right?
I'm sorry, I called that little girl a bitch. Oh, you know what? What she did was bitch-esque.
Oh, yeah. She's a bitch in the making. She probably would call herself a bitch.
She probably is.
But the thing is, you guys said that she is the sister of Baby Mamacita.
Allegedly.
According to the description of the TikTok video.
She can be like little Mamacita's best friend, too. Right?
True.
You don't snatch up anybody. You snatch up your best friend, though. Like, yo.
You snatch up your sister, too.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, your sister or your best friend. Like, those people, if it's somebody you didn't really care about, you'd be like, yo, someone had to, like, wait before. Like, mama, get this dude. But if it's your best friend, your sister, you snatched him up. That's what I'm saying. And because of that, it lets me know that she was like, hey, oh, best friend ain't got it. Okay, best friend, I got your blow, best friend. I honestly think baby Mamacita was completely in the wrong in this video.
Totally.
She was totally in the wrong. And then she started crying.
No. Baby Mamacita, the 3-year-old, was in the wrong, is what you're saying, DT?
She's completely in the wrong. First of all, you 3 years old and your blowing skills suck like that.
I have
a 1-year-old who blows out his candle in one. One blow.
Oh.
That's not fair.
I'm just saying. We give him his own cake because, like, no one wants that spittle.
He's not blowing, he's spitting. But dude, that little three-year-old.
She had 3 tries.
No, DT, what she
one,
was doing.
Two, three was, strikes, you're out in the old ball game.
DT, what she was doing is that little 3-year-old, she's a showman, a showgirl. She was prepping for the moment. She knew at that moment that all the eyes, all 475 of her cousins that were there at her birthday party, she knew that all eyes were on her and she was going to milk it because she knew in the back of her mind. You can't tell me that after that, you see that little girl, that little 3-year-old fight. You can't tell me she ain't got some gangster tendencies. She knew. I'm only going to be 3 once. I'm finna make this moment last forever. I'm finna suck this up, and then I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to get in that little SpongeBob jumper that we've got behind the camera, but mm-hmm. I'm going to milk this moment. And in her process of the dramatic pause of her taking a deep breath into a tiny little 3-year-old lungs, her sister bitch jumped in there and stole her thunder. And you know what? I would have taken a 3-year-old and a little sister bitch, put them both in that SpongeBob jumper, and let the 3-year-old whomp all over her ass for taking her moment. I'm telling you this, that little one that blew out the candles and got mm-hmm. her ass stomped,
mm-hmm.
she looked at least to be 5-6 years old. Ain't mm-hmm. nobody talking about the fact that you just got your ass beat by a 3-year-old.
No, Corey, not fair again. She was expecting that ass whooping. And she said, I'll eat it.
She shrugged off both of them and was like, fixed the hair and said, bitch, it didn't even hurt.
No, hey, DJ, matter of fact, she fixed her hair and then somebody else behind her, another little girl, helped her with her hair.
Oh, so they planned this stuff.
They planned this. This was premeditated.
And then they both knew that they was on camera at the same time. They both knew.
I'm going to tell you this.
How come I'm looking at the video again? How come the little 5 or 6-year-old baby Karina, how come her mother or somebody rushes into the camera shot to fix her hair after she gets womp stomped by the 3-year-old? Did you notice that an adult rushes in and fixes her hair?
DA literally just said that.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know what show he's watching, but
no, there are two people that fix her hair. One was a kid. One was an adult. Did you say the adult, or were you referencing the kid?
No, I just said somebody fixed their hair.
Okay, there's two people that fixed
their
hair.
The adult fixed it the first time, and then you shut it off, so I didn't see who fixed it the second time. But yeah, an adult, people are helping her, which leads me to believe.
She lost the fight.
No, she didn't. Well, she won the war. But this leads me to believe the grown-ups were in on this. They were probably videotaping. They knew what was going to happen.
I'm watching it, and it was the adult who fixed her hair both times.
Oh, it was the adult that fixed her hair both times. Okay.
And the reason why the adult fixed her hair was because the adult picked her up from the girl's chair. Because the girl, the three-year-old, fell off the chair. I just watched it.
Are you talking about the 3-year-old got her hair fixed or the 5-year-old got her hair fixed?
Can you let me explain, Corey? Mm. The 3-year-old fell off the chair with the 5-year-old bent over. The adult picked the 5-year-old, helped her stand straight up, and then helped fix her hair.
I didn't see anybody help her stand up.
Yeah. Watch it again. I'm literally watching it right now.
You stopped me to explain it. And you did a horrible job explaining it.
I just told you what happened. That was a beautiful job.
I'm watching the video. The fact is that somebody came in and fixed the 5-year-old's hair.
Yeah, the adult picked her up out of the chair and then fixed her hair.
Okay. Yeah, she pulled her up. Yeah, she pulled her
exactly.
up.
Exactly. And then pulled her both up times. Again, both times and fixed her hair.
Oh, so
maybe that's her mom. Maybe
so
that's
her
mom.
The 3-year-old came off the chair.
When the three-year-old grabbed the 5-year-old, the 3-year-old fell back off the chair.
Yeah, she did. It was that much force. The 5-year-old got her ass handed to her, and rightfully so.
I think the 3-year-old is that wrong in this whole situation. If it was me, I would have blew out the candles. Because guess what? Bitch, you had 3 tries.
If it was you,
you had 3 tries.
I was going to say something completely inappropriate. DT, where do you line up?
Do it.
If it was me, I would have smacked the candle out with my penis. First and foremost. But
DA, where do you line up on it? Who do you find at fault, the 3-year-old or 5-year-old Karen?
They're both at fault. A 3-year-old didn't peep the surroundings and know she was about to get set up. The 5-year-old.
It's a birthday party.
Yeah, but you got to know that your enemies are sometimes the closest to you.
That's so true. You also got to know that the world even don't revolve around you, and everyone try to take your cookie. So if they're going to try to take your cookie, you got to eat that cookie fast. And the cookie in this case being blowing out the candle. You try to take your wish, people won't stomp on your dreams. I think actually I err on the side that little Karina did a public service by showing little Mamacita, hey, this world is cruel. You gonna learn today.
Watch your back.
Wrong. And then I also think that Mamacita helped little Karina learn karma is a bitch. It was just a double learning.
I say the parents are the ones that should have had their ass whooped.
Get out of here.
For raising two little mean-ass bitches.
Come on, man.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
But nothing proves just how dumb we are collectively as a people. Nothing proves it more than candy corn. Candy corn. They're using the word candy to describe it. Is wrong. Using the word corn is wrong. It does not taste like candy nor corn. It tastes like something that was made out of oil. You could take all the bags of candy corn and actually, if you melted them down, you could run a car. All the candy corn that was ever made was made in 1914. They never had to make it again. We never eat enough of it. We only eat 2 or 3 or 4 pieces a piece. And so, literally after Halloween, the candy corn companies send out their minions, a word I've never really had the opportunity to use. And they go from garbage can to garbage can and collect the corn and throw it back in the bags. And it appears next year. Halloween returns, and I, like an Alzheimer's patient, find myself in a room, and there's a table, and on that table is a bowl filled with candy corn for no apparent reason. And I look at it, and even though I've seen it over and over and over again, it is as if I am seeing it for the first time. Candy corn, I think. Corn that tastes like candy. God, I can't wait. Son of a bitch!
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is the Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's our host, Corey Blaze.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnetics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. Arguing with his neighbor that ordering boneless wings does not make you a lover of wings, it makes you a lover of nuggets. From Cream Can Junction, Idaho, that's Daniel D. Tay Taylor.
What's good?
Standing at the Mexican food counter with no mask on, screaming he doesn't need a quesadilla, one dealer will do. From delicious Mexico, there's Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
Hold up. Can we just listen to that intro about Doug? He said he don't need a case of dillas. One dilla would do.
Hey, yours was good too, though. I was like, I could make a whole topic about that, because is it a nugget?
It is a nugget.
But if you take a bone out of a leg, is that a nugget?
You don't take the bone out of a leg to make a chicken wing.
What if you did, though?
Well, I'm your host, Corey Blaze, and I was voted most likely to pee in your pool from Difficult, Tennessee. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream, or tweet us your comments at Fat Guy Radio Show. Use hashtag Fat Guy Radio Show. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide into our DMs before, during, and after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. And boys, get ready to go crazy, because it's time to tell everybody about the Swag Merch Store! The Swag Merch Store!
Merch.
Let's go to DT, man on the street!
Oh, hey, welcome to the Swag Merch Store!
The Swag Merch Store, DT, what are you hearing about the Swag Merch Store out there on the streets?
I am hearing, ladies and gentlemen, people are buying everything off the racks. If you don't hurry now, you may not get any swag. DA has shirts on right now. I'm just saying, eat, poop, sleep, repeat. Swag Merch Store!
I hear that the merchandise is flying off the shelf, ladies and gentlemen. Whoa, there's one right there. Just flew right by me. Whoa, there goes another one. You got to watch out, ladies and gentlemen. This Swag Merch Store is hot, and there's something in there just for you. DA, what are you hearing going on your level?
I hear a lot of noise from people running, getting our shirts. All of them in the onesies.
They're not running from the shirts. They're running because they heard you fart. Ladies and gentlemen, FatGuyRadioShow.com/store is where you can get your swag at the Swag Merch Store.
What
was that?
Swag Merch Store at FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. And we thank you. Welcome to the show, everybody, everywhere. Thank you so much for joining us. What is the argument that if you pull the bone out of a wing, it doesn't become a nugget?
It doesn't, not to me. And like, how about boneless breasts? Are those big nuggets?
Hey, dude, if you find a breast with a bone in it, you're not eating a breast. That's a penis.
Yeah, I was going to say, breast ain't got... They don't got...
Breast causes...
I was just saying, man.
Breast causes bones... But bones aren't in breast.
Your breast don't cause any bones for me.
But chicken wings have bones in them. And when you take them out, look at the size of the chicken wings, the boneless chicken wings you get. They're in a whole different shape. That's because
And I dig that. But what if it's just cut from a chicken breast?
Then it's a nugget.
Because it's not a full breast now.
Yeah, I don't make the rules.
Well, you know what we do make is we do make time for commercial breaks. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You matter. You count. Posting, sharing, resharing, and tweeting about the upcoming elections is not enough. I apologize for downplaying how our votes don't matter in the past. They actually do. Your vote, my vote, every vote. This November, it is a battle for the soul of this nation. You must vote. There is no other option. If you're unsure on how to register or how to vote in your state, I found that vote.org is a great resource. This is not a paid sponsorship for vote.org, nor does vote.org have any affiliation with this show. I'm just sharing a resource that I found beneficial. Educate yourself. Don't be reactionarily angry at the outcome of the election. Use the passion you have now to affect the outcome of the elections by voting this November. It's not too late. And the time of being silent has come to an end. Stand up, speak out, be heard. You and I, your neighbors, your family, your friends, every American has a voice in their vote. Register now and vote. This is not the time to be complacent, lackadaisical, defeated, or melancholy. Rise up and give this country, your children, my children, your family's children, a better future. Don't succumb to the fear, deceit, and sleight of hand of those whose only purpose is to silence you. Mask up and vote. In person or vote by mail. Whatever way you choose, vote.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hey, 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 don't fall victim to the annual discount sale that lasts a few days just so that an online retailer can clear out its dusty, unsold, undesired products. Walmart.com has everyday low prices on things that your household needs. Walmart doesn't need to prime your day with markdown items. Every day is Prime Day, is a prime day to shop Walmart.com. Sign up for your free trial of Walmart Plus, have Walmart delivered to your door, or be like me and use the free Walmart pickup where a courteous Walmart associate brings your items right to your car. Walmart pickup isn't just for groceries. If Walmart sells it, Walmart will bring it to your car. Get started today at FatGuyRadioShow.com. All your needs and wants now at Walmart.com through the banner on our website. Welcome back to the show. That was a very quick break right there. Celebrity breaking news. Whenever celebrity breaking news feels like breaking.
Uh-oh.
I've always said that there are three women that I would leave my entire family. Hell, I'd quit this show.
Okay.
For three particular women. Janet Jackson.
Oh, one of them's black.
CeCe Winans.
Who?
And Pink. But boys, I've got to add on the fourth because now, yes, say I have a chance.
Who?
Taraji P. Henson.
Oh my God.
Ends her 2-year engagement. And is now on the block. Yes.
Corey, you never had a chance. You'll never have a chance.
Taraji, holla at your boy.
She ain't even that cute.
That's true.
How dare you?
But her ex-fiance.
It's her personality. Brilliance.
I like her as a personality.
She's a kick-ass actress.
She is. She's hilarious. I think she's funny. I think she's very intelligent and everything. She ain't all that to me.
She's all that in a bag of chips to me, bro.
For being 50, she's not bad.
She ain't ugly.
She ain't ugly.
But Corey literally said, I will leave my family for her.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I mean, look, She's older.
I just wouldn't.
She's not as cute as she used to be. She should probably change her image because I saw her on a yacht, like half naked.
That was her birthday.
And then shortly after that, they announced that she was single. I think she was single before that, and she was wilding out for her birthday.
Home dude didn't want to go on the yacht with her. I know the story.
Because she looked ridiculous 50 years old on the yacht, shaking her ass like that, like she was 20.
I'm just saying, she ain't looked that cute to me. The cutest she looked to me was when she got the black eye from Baby Boy. When he smacked her, that was the cutest she was.
She was cute as that prostitute in Hustle and Flow.
She was cute when she almost dropped that radio.
She was knocked up barefoot in the kitchen.
She was cute when she almost knocked that radio into the bathtub to kill that black dude that she was cheating with that had a wife.
What?
The Tyler Perry movie that she was doing.
Tyler Perry.
Of course. I haven't seen that one. It wasn't Madea.
Taraji P. Henson is back on the market.
But look, her ex-fiance was a football player, and you're built like a 500-pound football.
So you're saying I have a chance.
You have a chance, Dosh. She likes football.
Corey's built like the sled the football players train on.
You said that sled, that big ass sled you have to push.
And you know what, Taraji P. Henson, if you want a workout, girl, holla at me. It's going to be a quick workout, but it's going to be a workout.
Dang, Corey, I didn't know that you had a crush on Taraji too, but there's a fifth woman though for you.
Who's the fifth woman?
Come on, Reno 911. Come on, bro. I thought she was going to be one for sure.
Niecy Nash. It's not Niecy Nash.
No, not anymore.
Have you heard the news?
Well, yeah, but so when has that stopped any man?
Okay, Corey, The whole thing is, if I had a chance, I would leave my family for.
I would not leave my family for Niecy Nash. I'm sorry. I love you, Niecy, but I wouldn't leave my family. She's never been on that list.
Oh, is it because she's married to a woman now?
No, it was even before she was married to a woman. The only three that have been on that list is Janet Jackson, CeCe Wine, and Pink. Those are the only three women.
You can have Janet Jackson because the way Janet Jackson looked now, like I...
That's blasphemous.
DT, you're really showing your shallowness at this point. I mean, we don't even have to change our socks to walk in the pool of shallowness right now. Why are you always focusing on how someone looks? I look at how deep Janet Jackson is. I look at her brilliance. CeCe Winans is beautiful on the inside as well as the outside. And Pink, my goodness in heaven.
I'm gonna be very vague. In my next statement, because I need people to go, if you want to know what I'm talking about, this from the guy who literally did a whole segment on Afterburn about looks.
On about the way, but that's not a woman that I'm saying is I'm attracted to. You're saying that you're attracted. You are basing your level of attraction on their looks. I didn't say I was attracted to that woman I talked about on Afterburn.
I'm not personally attracted to Janet Jackson. I never have been. Like she wasn't one of the ones where I was like, yo, if I had a chance to date Janet Jackson, I would.
Google 1994 Janet Jackson right now and tell me that.
Bro, I remember Velvet Rope Janet Jackson doing lap dances on the movie. My cousin has a DVD and we used to rewatch it. But she was never like my forte.
Oh, I get it. You were gay as a child.
Wow.
That's fine. Kids grow up.
You want to know who? You want to? Okay.
Michael, maybe? I don't know.
And maybe I don't know. But Lucy Liu is one of my people I will leave my family for. She's on my list.
You said that before because we did a segment on the show pre-COVID. I'm sorry, pre-DA, that we listed what we would who we would leave our families for.
Uma Thurman.
Who?
Uma Thurman.
Uma, you out of your mind.
Is another one I would. and just y'all looks, let you know that it's not because of attractive. It's not like it's not just their like their sexiness. Jennifer Lawrence is another one.
Why do you will leave your wife? You will leave your wife and kids for Jennifer Lawrence?
I would.
Okay, why?
She's freaking hilarious. Have you watched her interviews?
That's who I thought it was. Kill Bill?
Yeah, Kill Bill, Uma Thurman.
So
yes.
You just like karate. You leave a bitch. You leave your family for a bitch. I can go, hi-ya.
I need a bitch who can kick my ass. If the bitch can kick my ass, she can have my cash. I'm just saying.
Hey, I know what to say to turn DT on. Mm. Move your pinky toe. Move your pinky toe.
I can't stand up. I can't stand up.
I'm adding Taraji P. Henson to the list. Now, when she does get engaged again, she'll probably come off that list, even though Janet Jackson, CeCe Winans, and Pink are definitely married.
She's 50, bruh. She's not getting engaged again.
Dude, when I look into those round, puffy eyes of Taraji P. Henson, I get lost. I love me some Taraji P. Henson. I've seen almost everything she's been in. Even when she did that horrible fighter movie where she was like a secret agent and she had these killer skills that no one else had. I watched it. It was a bad movie, but I watched it because TPH was in it, man.
So do you jank it to her? Okay.
She's on my list too.
Who?
Regina Hall.
The voice of Riley and Huey off of the Boondocks?
No, that's Regina King. I'm talking about Regina Hall.
Scary movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is. Yeah, no.
I don't know. She does it for me.
Yo, Corey, I'm really confused because you name mostly black women. I'll even say Pink is like, I'll give it a quarter.
Pink is a little hood. Pink's got a little hood in it.
Oh, I love Pink. Pink
and is then, but those are new. DT didn't name one black lady, right?
I just said Regina Hall.
Okay, I mean, yeah, but just right now, you said Uma Thurman and Lucy Liu.
Yeah, you cut into my stuff when I was still going on my list.
I bet you like China off of the WWF too, huh?
Ooh,
she can
crush you between her thighs. Ain't she DED dead?
She is.
Yeah, probably because of Dite.
she was part of my story. If you want to know what story I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, go to Afterburn.
Dite
murdered people.
Yeah, Corey attacks allegedly. someone's outer looks. And I don't know, maybe a porpoise made an appearance on Afterburn. I would suggest you just get the episode, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a bonus subscriber, you're LOLing your face off right now.
Yeah, but especially if you're $8.
I think this is the first time we've ever used the word porpoise on the show.
First time I've heard that word.
Yes, a porpoise appearance. But Taraji P. Henson is on the single list. I hope it was easy. I hope it was a clean break. But 2 years of being engaged, DA, that's a long time to keep someone on the line.
Hey, so Taraji's whack. I'm not talking about her. CC Winans. So you can get turgent listening to gospel music?
DA, why does everything have to be so sexualized with you? It's looks with Dite and sexualization with you. Just because I find that I would leave I would be with someone like CC Winans because of her brilliance, because of what she's done, because
so why don't
of
you
what
put
she's
a man on
been
the list?
Through. Dude, Leo DiCaprio's on the list too.
Okay. Corey just wants people he can take their money from. He's like, oh, they brilliant. Oprah's on the list too. Oprah's my number one.
That's not the case, because I know that these people are on this list, because this list will never come to fruition. I will never have a chance with Janet, but it's
never
fun. It's just fun to live out the fact that if I was married and I did have kids that I loved, I would leave those children and my wife for Janet Jackson, CC Winans, or Pink. And I'm not saying that when I look at CC Winans, DA, that I could hang a flag on the pole. I'm saying that when I look at CC Winans, she would be the epitome of someone that I would want to be with if I had the opportunity.
But I think you would have an opportunity with Janet because y'all have more in common. Like also, y'all both weigh the same weight at one time.
Food. Facts. Double facts. Triple facts.
You know what, dude?
A number four facts.
I hate you for that one. That was funny, but I hate you for that one. Oh man. But
Janet, I love Janet, by the way.
I love Janet.
Love Janet.
And it'd be
Janet if you nasty.
Mick Janet.
I'd like to take the number two McJanic with fries, please, to go. Please pull around to the window.
Nevertheless, it's very good. Boys, one of the reasons, as I make a quick transition here, one of the reasons that I went to the fair, we know that video killed the radio star, where COVID killed the fair star.
But it didn't.
Yeah, the fair is dead in Arizona. But one thing that the fair decided to do is that they decided to let all of the fair food places set up on the fairgrounds, and you were able to drive through and buy fair food.
Ah, shoot.
You know? But they made the COVID shuffle, and they made it so that, you know, you could drive through. And it ends this weekend for those of you here in Arizona. If you're listening to this show on Thursday or Friday, you've got, you know, till Monday to get your fair food if you want to go. But it's very, very, very long lines, and I kind of think they could have did it a little differently, because one thing that why I didn't go is, one, I had nobody to go with. Number two, they didn't, like, list the menu prices up on, like, a website or something somewhere so you can go with, like, exact cash. Because would you trust a food carny with one of those little square swipey thingies attached to their Motorola X5?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's a fool.
I mean, you see it before you have to press okay and okay it. So, ID,
I just see stolen IDs left and right. I would have loved
you're
to
just
have,
racial profiling.
I'm not racial profiling. I'm financially protecting myself. I would never, at any state fair, you don't swipe plastic. You go in with cash. Why do you think everybody gets gunned down at the state fair? Because they know everybody there got cash.
Yo, people robbing people at the state fair?
Have you not been to the Arizona State Fair in the last 15 years?
No, and my probation officer tells me to stay away.
Exactly. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. On the other side of this, more fun and more thrills. Oh, boys. Two stories. A 14-year-old girl in Texas won $25,000 in a scientist challenge. And scientists may have also found a bug that you can't squash. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com.
It all began with a knock at my studio door. There, through the frosted glass panes of my wood vinyl door, stood an outline of a rather built specimen. I couldn't take my eyes off of it. What could be so broad in the shoulders, narrow in the hips, with hair so tall it could clean my mother's gutters of her 1940 Victorian Connecticut home? No longer could I sit in my anguish of intrigue. I had to let this specimen in. My door opened, and there, standing as dangerous as a spider in a baby's meal, when I gazed at him, I felt like a helpless baby. From shoulder to shoulder, he appeared as if he was built from the pieces of a huge jigsaw puzzle. As I turned to walk away, I asked, "What brings you to this part of the city?" With a voice so husky it could pull a dog sled, he said, "I need some bonus content." Asking me for some bonus content was like asking me about a Maltese Falcon. My only suggestion would be an ethnic car dealer. But knowing the nighttime was cold and lonely as a motel on the side of the road, I told him to check out after Boeing. He looked at me with a twinkle in his eyes so bright, if he was standing in a tree, you'd think it was Christmas. He said, "After Boeing, huh?" I replied, "Yeah, after Boeing." I was trying to be tough as nails, but those incredible, truly soaked eyes were my weakness. I had to find a way out of this conversation like an abandoned 3-year-old in a cornfield maze. But before I could excuse myself to the men's room through my frosted glass wood vinyl door, he turned to me like a NASCAR driver making a left-hand turn, with his one single finger pressed upon my cheek like Play-Doh through a ricer. He said, "You're a good man. After Boeing it is." And like a swan exiting the pond, he sauntered through my frosted glass pane wood vinyl door, and I watched as his shadow grew blurrier than an overserved businessman's eyes at a company happy hour. He was gone. It was at that time the resolution was hitting me on the head like a baseball bat. That man was going to subscribe to After Boeing, and he was going to love it like a fat kid loves when the ice cream truck stops right in front of his house. It was a day I'd never soon forget.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and do this right now. I want a big, huge, thunderous applause. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give a thunderous applause to the state of Arizona. Over 100% increase in voter turnout, with still 13 days left to go before November 3rd. Thank you, Arizona voters, for registering and getting out there and voting. Look, we understand that there are some people that are still waiting to November 3rd. They want to vote in person, but early polls have stated that over 100% of Arizonans, compared to the number of people that voted in 2016, have already voted. Over 46 million ballots have already been cast in this country, and we still have time to go. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let up off the gas now. Continue to vote. They are projecting that voter turnout is going to be in the 300 percentile compared to 2016. If you don't think that things are going to change in November 3rd, I don't know what to tell you. get out there and vote if you haven't already. I did mine. I have a video that I'm preparing where I went to the actual voter registration or the voter office in downtown Phoenix, and I dropped it off at midnight 10. Nobody was there. The next day, the parking lot was full of people. Hats off, Arizona, for getting out and voting. And if you are anywhere in this country, please get out and vote. It is your voice. So big, huge congrats to everyone who has voted thus far and to everyone who is going to vote. Good job, Arizona. All right, welcome back to the show. All right, enough of that. Welcome back to the show. Yes, Dieter.
So I had to talk to you about your last comments prior to the break.
Are you seeing the same thing that I'm seeing?
What, the actual menu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rachel.
Oh, yeah, they blasted you.
Yeah, they totally blasted me all on my face on Facebook. Rach Gomes decided to post up on our Facebook link, Instagram, to the fair's Instagram, I believe. The Arizona State Fair, at Arizona State Fair on the Instagram, where they put up a post with all of the prices and all the items. Thank you.
I didn't even go to their Instagram.
Thank you, Rach Gomez.
I literally went to the ArizonaStateFair.com.
And it was there?
And there's a link there. It literally has a PDF. And has the QR code to pull it up.
But they didn't do it in a way that was convenient to Corey's eyes.
No. I'm going to give myself this detail. You can finish, but I will give myself this. I did it. I missed it.
When it was advertised, because when I first heard about this, it was advertised on the news.
Yes.
And that's where I saw it. Our good friends at ABC 15 reported it. And they said to go to the website for the menu and everything. That was in the report. So if you just saw the food and just blacked out from a food coma of all the food, you probably missed that part.
Yeah, that part
just went over your head.
But I
was like, oh, snaps, where can I find these prices? And they was like, go to the website, ArizonaStateFair.com, to find out where each vendor is going to be and the prices and everything.
How does everybody feel about Corey missing that? Oh, what? Mm-hmm. I deserve it. I know. I deserve it.
Hey, play You're a Douche, too.
I missed it. I thank you, Rach. You know what? That just shows the power of Fat Guy Radio Show, folks. We're all learning. Mm-hmm. It's all big and it's important and it's successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're listening to the scientists like Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
She's not perfect, but I listen. But I'm not listening, but I listen. When I'm not listening to her, and she posted an article that may be true. I'm not sure it is true, but it may not be true. I don't know if it's true. Somebody have to tell me if it's true.
He's the black Trump right now.
Thank you, Rach. I appreciate it. But during the commercial break, I happened to pop over there and saw one idiot commenting things about the presidential debate, which we're not even talking about. But thanks for watching. And then Rach comes in. And she's got her links, and, you know, I don't know where she got the links. She may have got the links off the internet, or she may have gotten the links out of the frozen meat section at the local grocery store, because there's links there too, I'm told.
Or she got it from China.
It may be a China link. But nevertheless, it's a link that debunks what I was saying, even though what I was saying was true. But Rach says it's not true. I'm saying it's not true, but it could be true.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Alternate facts.
2020.
Or it could be, you know, just Rach with, you know, another attack in the media. I'm media. Rach is attacking me. I'm media. Mm. I don't feel attacked, but it's an attack. So I'm attacked. I'm feeling attacked, but I may not be attacked because Rachel, I don't know where she's attacking people from.
Well, hold up if you're attacked.
She's attacking people from her couch.
I'm a loser. I missed it. Damn it. Hell, you know what? I've been sitting on that damn story for weeks. All right. Well, I'm glad I did it. But
we're going to put a ball on this. It's closed tomorrow, or not tomorrow. It's closed Saturday, the 24th is closed, but it is open on the 25th.
Yes.
So you can't get it on Saturday. It's open tonight, closes at 9. It's open tomorrow, closes at 9, and it's open on Sunday.
So Rach Gomez, she gave us that link, but, you know, she didn't give us all the details and all the links. And what I need is all the details in order to make an adequate decision so I can inform the public, in which I just did. I didn't sit on this information about the menu since January. But what she shared could be true. I don't know. It may be true, but it may not be true. I don't know. I'll have to check the facts. Somebody will have to tell me if it's true. I don't know. But whatever it is, Ray Trace, when you have more information about this, just stand by, stand down with your information. I'm told that it may be true. Most people are saying it's not true. I don't know. Lots of people, big people, important people have told me that it's true. Rach, don't apologize, sweetie. It's fun. It's fine. Bust my balls. I can take the leak. I screwed up. No one's out there.
Bust his balls because he has none.
The hammer just bounces back up
and hits you in your eye. Here's somebody that does have balls. A 14-year-old girl in Texas.
Oh.
Won $25,000. From competing in the 3M Young Scientist Challenge. DA, have you ever heard of the 3M Young Scientist Challenge?
I've heard of M&M's.
And you've heard of 3M tape?
No.
Yeah, it's something that you could apply to hang things up on the wall or, you know, silent a kid. Here's the thing. The 3M Young Scientist Challenge awarded her $25,000. For competing in this challenge, and guess what she won with?
What? What did she win with? I'm gonna guess. Hold up. I'm gonna guess. A mask, a face mask.
Not a face mask.
That she found the elixir of youth.
Not the elixir of youth.
She successfully curated a vaccine to COVID.
Not a vaccine, no, but you're close. Ooh. She found a cure.
She found a cure to COVID?
She found a cure to COVID.
Untested. I don't know how true that is.
Okay, a Texas whiz kid. What she basically did is that before the pandemic, this eighth grader had been chipping away at creating a drug to fight the seasonal flu. But her plan changed when the coronavirus crisis stuck. To come up with a treatment, she used computer programs to identify how and where a molecule would bind and blind the virus. In layman's terms, she found it's basically a cure.
It says to blind it.
To bind it.
Oh.
And I don't want to get into the scientific nature of the whole thing because people will just start to... But it's basically a cure. A 14. Wow. Why aren't we talking about this?
That's what I'm saying. Probably because it's not true.
Why hasn't this been put into animal trial? Why haven't we been cultivating this?
Yeah.
Why haven't we gone straight to human trials? I mean, we got
literally
a bunch of,
in the New York Post. A Texas whiz kid has been awarded $25,000 for developing what could lead to a possible COVID-19 treatment. A cure. She won the 3 mils for creating a molecule that could cripple part of the coronavirus. She was working to try to find a cure to the seasonal flu. The coronavirus has symptoms that are close to the flu. And instead, she actually found a way to cripple the. Why are we just not hearing about this? Why isn't this little 14-year-old on a plane somewhere in some bunker at the CDC proving what her theory is to be right? We may not need a vaccine. We probably have the cure right here. Is this going to go like the way of the guy who invented the first car that runs on water? Are we going to kill this little 14-year-old girl?
No, that kid is in the military.
Probably.
This is she won a competition because she's got a cure.
It's probably because they don't. She's not willing to sell her patent. And they don't want to kill her yet. And
do you think her parents are holding out for the big thing? Because if you're sitting on, I mean, dude, $25,000 to save a world's life.
She won that outright. That's different.
Yeah.
But like actually having the patent and everything, that's probably why it's not being mass produced, because she don't want to sell it. And that's fine because
well, it's a theory, right? It's a computer image. It's a computer theory right now.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was reading up on it. So they're doing all of this electronically. So she doesn't have like live samples of COVID. Like I was, how does she even get the flu?
Yeah. There's no lab test. There's no actual testing that's happening.
Yeah. It's all intellectual property.
It's all a theory, which is where a lot of science begins.
No, but you know, there's scientists in lab coats with the live virus.
Right, that are working from beta scenarios that were built in a computer. That's what Johnson & Johnson is doing right now. That's what Pfizer is doing right now. They took a computer-generated scenario and they're trying it out now in real time. So that's what they need to do with this 14-year-old girl's cure. Take it out of the computer-generated scenario and start to work it in real time.
Okay.
And I don't think that's the part that's happening, or at least I haven't heard anything about the part that's happening.
I mean, this came out 2 days ago, so I'm sure she won the prize days before that, possibly.
Yeah.
However, I mean, maybe it's not legit.
But dude, or maybe, this is huge, even if it is, because nobody else is talking about the fact that they found a way to bind this thing.
They don't want people to know because they're trying to get money off this vaccine that they're going to sell to all
about the money
to the insurance. They're going to launder some money through the insurance companies.
I can't disagree with you because it just sounds like something that would be done.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Oh, my God. Whatever it is, dude. Come on. We got to find something here. All right. We'll take a quick break right here, folks. On the other side of this, more fun, more thrills, and a bug that you can't kill. Right here on Fat Guy Radio. Hey, that rhyme. Right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
You know you practice that.
Exciting. Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn.
There was proof, and then it was impressive. Now, if I would have had a dream of you having an impressive member, I would have said it was impressive as well.
I just can't take it. I mean, but you use words like ramekin, so.
It's ramekin, you idiot. Yeah. You
what did idiot. I say?
You said ramekin, like ramen noodles for your kin.
Yeah, you said ramekin.
Ramen noodles? I seen this bitch do it on Instagram. I didn't say bitch. I only said bitch. Okay, I didn't say bitch. But I only said bitch because I didn't know her name.
How many contradictory ways are you going to say this? Damn, dude. I didn't say bitch. Okay, I did say bitch, but I didn't say bitch, but I didn't mean bitch, but I meant bitch because bitch, this bitch. How many ways you going to say it, bro? You said bitch. Move on. You said bitch. Make your point, bitch.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hell, you made me spit water all over my lion ass shirt.
Damn, that's some big ass lips to drop water. It's like a waterfall. No, damn, what was I talking about?
The bitch. After
her. What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, everywhere. Here to tell you about Afterburn is Daniel D. Tate Taylor.
Again?
Yes,
all
again.
All right. Well, I guess I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, about the powers of the show, and that is Afterburn, where we get real.
How real do we get?
So real that it's not fake. I don't know how real we get, but I will tell you this one time in Bandcamp, it was so real that I thought I was on an Afterburn show.
That's how real we get. Camp.
I'm telling you, you want to hear why DA was calling bitches because he didn't know their names, but they were bitches. Find out on Afterburn. If you want to hear about the alluded stories that I told tonight, you'll find out on Afterburn. It's only $3 to listen, $8 to watch.
Yep.
It's okay if you're a $3 bitch. It's okay.
Yeah, but we still love you the same.
We love you the same. All right, support the show. Where did Corey go? He needs to come back so I can tell ladies and gentlemen to go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and burn somebody you love.
Burn them.
Burn them. Hey, but
we do be getting into a different conversation bag on Afterburn.
Hey, it is totally different. It's like this show on crack.
Literally. I think we did crack on one episode.
I wouldn't say crack. I would say steroids. Because it's like beefed up.
We did crack.
Crack and steroids.
Crackroids.
That's a crazy combination. I bet you Mike Tyson has done cracking steroids before.
That's when he broke his back. He was spinal.
I take it back, Mike, just in case I meet you. I'm not standing on that.
Cracking steroids, available at fatguyradioshow.com/afterbirth. Boys, I found a bug that you can't kill, and I love the name of this bug.
What's the name?
Let me see if I can find some appropriate music.
You already know how I am about bugs.
I know. This is gonna creep me out. That's why I'm not showing the video, because the video is
you're phobic?
Too much. He's going to be looking in every corner of his house after the show.
Oh, so you probably feel him crawling up your back, that sensation that like starts at your spine.
Okay,
you
stop.
Feel it crawling and itching on you.
I'm not going to do that to him.
I just did. I mean, they're a part of life, DJ. They're going to get on you.
You're a part of life, and I wish you wouldn't.
Okay, so, DJ, I'm sorry, but boys, I would like to introduce you to the diabolical ironclad beetle, which can survive being ran over by a car. Scientists are unraveling the mystery of a bug with one of the coolest names in the animal kingdom, the diabolical ironclad beetle. One of the toughest natural exoskeleton scientists has ever seen. According to a research study that was published in a journal, the insect's armor is so durable, few predators have successfully made a meal out of it. Google this ugly Kimbo slice looking bug.
I just did.
It's not pretty. It is hideous. The bug that scientists famously need to drill a hole through before they can stick a pin through it. That's how impenetrable this stupid bug is. Now, for those of you that are thinking, oh, this may be something that's overseas and, you know, Israel or something like that. Nope. It is native to the southwestern United States, also known as Arizona.
Yo, those in AZ?
Those are here. And they are hideous. Basically, what scientists have found out is that where a flying beetle's wings would be, this machine bug has somehow grown a seal around where the wings would be. And instead of having that exoskeleton that would break when you step on it, what happens is that this bug's exoskeleton works like a palm tree. It's got very, very many, many fibrous connections in it, so that when you step on it, all it does is flex. And when you take your big hoof off of it, it conforms back into its shape. It's like Skynet bug.
What about if you shot it in the face?
Good question.
Have you ever tried to shoot RoboCop? That's what would happen.
The bullets bounce? Oh, shoot.
In the face?
In the face. Have you seen this bug? It's got the armor in its face.
Yeah, the armor is in its face, though. Bing. It's like a helmet.
Is it on the top? Or is it like all over?
Okay,
all
so
around?
You have a magic wanted bullet that will scrape the ground and hit it from the bottom?
No, but I'm saying if that thing's coming at me, kick him on his back, shoot him in the chest. I'll wet you.
Oh, oops, sorry. Muscle memory, but wrong bed. Muscle memory, but wrong bed. We'll take that again from the top. Don't worry, folks. We'll fix this in editing.
I'm just saying, if it's running at me, you kick him on his back, shoot him in the chest. I'll wet you.
The gun cocked after the shot, but you get the point.
But yeah,
that guy radio show.
I'm pretty sure.
Don't let us interrupt.
You're sure.
I'm sorry. For some reason, someone forgot today is Thursday and decided to call me in the middle of the show.
Oh,
Who the hell does that?
You should have picked it up. Maybe it's important.
You should have.
Maybe it's the Beatles. Maybe it's the Beatles.
It's the Beatles calling you from the unders, from the upside down.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that on me.
You gonna shoot me?
I bet you'll be. All I'm saying is that beetle will not survive a fire.
There's a good chance that this beetle may be able to survive a fire.
From a bazooka?
It also, scientists have also, from a bazooka. Everybody doesn't have a bazooka, DT. Most people just got a can of Ray.
This is Arizona. Everyone got a bazooka.
We are a gun-toting state, but nevertheless.
What kind of cartoon is in where he's kicking beetles on their back and hitting them with a bazooka?
Dude, when
Naruto.
You think of, when you
I'm kicking them up in the air.
This cat is wild.
Masingang, bitch!
When you have to walk up to a bug and drop kick it just to be able to get off a kill shot, you know something wrong.
Yeah.
It's the Uzi Maki Lion Barrage. I'm kicking that mofo up in the air 15 times. I'm hitting it with the Kamehameha like it's done. Destructo disc and everything. Special beam cannon. This is Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, you just did everything. That was Piccolo mixed with Ryu.
it was Goku.
Yeah, Goku.
Krillin. Then Piccolo.
Piccolo.
Okay. This bug is so indestructible that reports are saying that the freaking Air Force is studying this bug's exoskeleton.
They're gonna put it on their Beetles.
Not
Volkswagen. Volkswagen is gonna put it on their Beetles now. That for roll cage, you're gonna see those in the roller derbies. Like it's gonna be a whole new thing.
And where are Beetles made?
In Germany.
Oh, so Germany is gonna have all this new technology?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is I'm pretty sure this beetle won't survive if I boil it like a crawdad. I'm just saying, lobsters have a pretty nice exoskeleton too.
That's
but when
facts.
I put that mug in boiling water, that thing turns soft and squishy.
But you can squish a lobster. You can step on a lobster and kill it.
You ever step on a lobster?
No, yeah, that's sure some really good meat. Why would I want to step on it?
I'm telling you, you step on a lobster.
Give me some butter and some garlic. I'm
you
good.
You don't see no lobster just walking around on the thing. But lobster, you step on a lobster, that mofo pinching your foot, so you ain't gonna get a good step on him.
Yeah, he's going
to
pinch you.
But you don't have to walk up to a lobster and get a drop kick on it just to flip it over before you can shoot it.
I'd probably try to.
This indestructible beetle, the what other bug has the name Diabolical in its title? The Diabolical Ironclad Beetle. This thing just looks like it's from, like, I don't know, Romans times, where it should be on a horse fighting in an open air arena where Spartacus should have to come out and defend the poor.
I'm pretty sure the Diabolical fly stealing lizard has the word diabolical in it. And that thing looks shifty as hell.
Is there a Diabolical fly stealing lizard?
Yes, you ain't look it up. The Diabolical fly stealing lizard.
Okay, Corey, which one would you rather run into? The ironclad beetle or murder hornets?
Well, murder hornets, because they don't exist.
Ah, get out of here, man. I'd rather run into a damn beetle.
No, dude, I would rather run into a beetle, because even if it didn't, if I couldn't kill it, at least I could get away from it.
Yeah.
A murder hornet, that bitch gonna fly around you and buzz all around your head.
Look, they jump into a pool,
she gonna wait for you outside the pool. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. And they can fly. They're aerial.
They're not Ariel from The Little Mermaid. I can't hold my breath that long. So if I'm down in the pool, you know, I'm going to come up in just a few seconds. And then the murder hornet going to be doing what the murder hornet is there to do.
I bet you don't even go underwater. It's like a boat. But like, how did they step on the beetle? Did they step and twist? Or do they just step and keep going?
The step and twist bug killing is something as a skill developed when you live in the projects.
Am I showing my colors? Then you start moonwalking.
Yes. Not only is it in the project, but the thing is the step and twist was actually developed by Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee. No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
I'm listening.
I'm serious. Watch the Bruce Lee's. Bruce Lee's.
Bruce
Lee's. Watch Bruce Lee's movies. Anytime that dude did that two-legged hop and he landed on some dude's chest, he goes, ah! It's that twist on it.
And he does do that. That's facts.
And then Negroes was like, yo, these bugs, we stomp on them, but that doesn't happen. So they would go,
oh. We already established blacks love martial arts, exactly. So you may be onto something.
Exactly. That's the Bruce Lee method. Now, I'm pretty sure what these scientists have been doing is they ran over with the car. Uh-huh. They just did a clean, just run over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they said, okay, how much standing pressure could it handle? Because you said that its shell, like, bends down.
It flexes.
Exactly. So the thing is, it flexes, but everything that flexes has a flexing point to where it breaks. So the thing is yes, they may roll the car over it, right? It reached a point in this flex, but it didn't reach the full flex point. They didn't roll another car over it on top of the car, so they never got the full pressure as to when this beetle can be diabolically dismembered. I'm pretty sure if we put this diabolical beetle super glued it to a iron, one of those hydraulic press.
Those things bust bowling balls.
I'm saying those things bust bowling balls. You think this ain't gonna swash a bug?
Probably so. Or they probably didn't do the DA method of killing bugs, because this is how you do it. Here comes DA getting ready to kill his bugs, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, baby.
Come on, man.
Swash them bugs. Swash them bugs in the project. Kill them bugs. That's the DA method of bug killing.
It works. Has it ever worked? Has a cockroach ever gotten under your shoe?
I'm reminded of my dear departed Grandma Blaze. God rest her soul. We lost her in 1999. Where my Grandma Blaze, I grew up in the projects and the Matthiasen projects, and we had flying sewer roaches. Those things were about 5 to 6 inches long, and they flew, and they were hideous, and they were ugly. And my grandmother, I remember she would catch one. She had the skill where she would take a little pink, fuzzy house shoe, her slipper, and be able to knock it out of the air and stun it, then grab her foil dustpan. Mm. Back in the day, dustpans weren't always plastic. They were made out of foil or tin. She'd take that and she'd smack it. Then she'd take the broom, sweep the sewer roach into the dustpan, take it out on the back sidewalk, because in the projects, you didn't have backyards. You had a sidewalk that led from your back door, and that sidewalk connected to your neighbor. She would take the bug out there, put some kerosene fluid on it, and she would burn them just to make sure they were dead. The flying sewer roaches in the Matthew Hansen projects, because my grandmother's project home was right next to the alley, and the alley was full a freaking nasty sewer roaches, because you had those massive city sewer drainage that were in the alley, and they would come up there like there was no tomorrow, and one would get in the house. Grandma would stun it, smash it, and burn it. Dang. And when you were walking up to grandma's house coming towards her back door, if you saw a little itty bitty little flame on the sidewalk, you know she was out there killing a sewer roach.
So she's like a mix between Jackie Robinson and Left Eye.
She would burn sewer roaches because that was the only way she felt that they would be dead. And I believe it's because she had experience smacking one with her slipper, smashing it with her dustpan, and that sucker making like Lazarus and coming back to life.
That's the scariest stuff, and that's why you got to do the twist on it.
There's DA's killing his roaches, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get slammed, but that's okay. All right, but no, the diabolical ironclad beetle can survive being ran over by a car.
Quickly.
Yes, sir, quickly.
We don't know if it can be ran over by 15 cars or a tank. We don't even know what kind of car. Was this a smart car? Like, we don't even know the kind of car it got ran over by. Was it an F-150?
I know.
Was it a monster truck? How fast was it going?
I know exactly what car it was ran over by. A VW bug.
Nice. Irony.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all that we have for you today. Thank you so much. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time, but Bieber, you got into my feels on your Saturday Night Live performance. Man, I've been watching a lot of TV.
I didn't even know he was on.
I didn't see it.
It was beautiful. Him and Chance the Rapper.
Now I gotta watch it.
Chance the Rapper is on my list of people I leave my family for as well. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more, open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. fatguyradioshow.com/store. Your voice is your vote. Registration deadlines are closed in most parts of the nation. Verify the status of your voter registration if you still need to, but most important, as 43 million other people have done, vote, vote, and vote. FatGuyRadioShow.com/vote is there to help if you need it. Election Day is November 3rd. Be heard and vote. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Look us up, subscribe, follow, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, tell them through your mask. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the DA Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother DJ Little D in Absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. See you at the top. Good night. Hello.